Blog Talk Radio.
Hi everyone, happy Monday. It's Donna. Thank you for joining me today. Last week we had a little technical difficulty and I only got 15 minutes to speak before the radio, for whatever reason, told me my time was up. So today, hopefully I won't have to improvise. Before I get started, I just wanted to let everyone know that my Facebook page is still up and running. I took my website store down temporarily because I am currently moving. I am packed up, and it's impossible for me to hand pour and keep the quality of my oils and product to my standards. So rather than, try to give poor service or not get the definite care and time that's required for pouring and making blends, I made the decision to take it down. And as soon as I'm in the state that I'm moving to and have set up enough that I can keep everything the way it should be, then I will put it back up online. Also, I will be closing on my home next Monday, and of course, you know, you have to keep that time open, so I will not be on the air next Monday, simply because I have no idea of whether the closing will be in the morning or in the afternoon, and sometimes even with the time, there can be delays or push-ups. So I just wanted to get that out of the way, and hopefully I can get on the air the Monday before Christmas, because I'd like to just give a rundown of some wonderful essential oils that you can use in your home for the holiday season. But I chose a different topic today. After having gone through Thanksgiving, Happy Hanukkah to my Jewish friends and listeners. That's ongoing now, and Christmas and Kwanzaa, or whatever you celebrate, will be coming up shortly. We are around a lot of people. We have a lot of people in our homes, in our environment, and it's important periodically to clear your home or your space or your office from all the different energies that people bring along with them, whether they be negative or whatever. You want your home to thrum to the happy beat of your and your loved one's wonderful energy. So that's why I chose this topic, because much as we love family and friends, sometimes we also have family and friends that maybe we only see around holiday time. It can be sometimes a very challenging time. Everybody doesn't have the wonderful, blissful family get-togethers that you see on TV. And some of us have real issues that we're dealing with during the holiday season. So when my home was being, you know, shown to be sold in open houses and whatnot, this was something that I did after every time somebody walked through my home, just because I wanted to clear and reset the atmosphere in my home. Now, I am big into smudging, which, you know, most of you know is purifying and clearing the energy in your home. It can also bother me sometimes because of the smoke, and you have to be really careful with it, and it's not always conducive to be able to smudge your home, you know, burning, the natural, wands and sticks. One of the things I do sell is a spray called Protect. I would sometimes just spray my home with that as I was, running out or running in. But here again, not everyone can really tolerate, the smoke from the smudging. So with that in mind, we're going to talk about some of the oils that we want to use you know, that will clear our energy and, you know, keep our home safe and clear from energies that we don't necessarily want in our home, okay? So I always like to start with rose. Rose, as you know, is the highest frequency essential oil. So, you know, it's the best of the best, the top of the top. Basil, it's been sacred almost all over the world. It also is well known for its protection, especially in crowds. Okay, frankincense, as you know, that's like the essential oils of the essential oil kingdom. And we know already that it's great, you know, for purification, but it also tends to remove negative things from your body, your aura, your psychic, and environment. And that's why I like frankincense, especially in using them in a diffuser, whether you use single oils or want to try to blend. Frankincense should always be one of the oils that you use. Lavender, as you know, that is my A1 top favorite. Lavender clears energies that will not leave a space. So, you know, you really want to use lavender to kind of neutralize any bad energies during, you know, cleansing rituals. But we also know it's very relaxing. So, it's also good to have that going even before a social event or before people are there, because it will help prevent negative energy before it can even, you know, begin. Myrrh is another one that purifies your environment. It also removes negative environmental transformations. And it also helps increase the potency of other essential oils that you use it with. Juniper is another one that negates negativity, and it's good for just cleansing your health and your home, turning negative emotions into positive. Cypress, it's purifying and surrounding energies, it's uplifting. It'll uplift your vibration level, and you will feel grounded and secure. Sage. I do love sage. I love the smell of it. I usually mix it with a little lemon and sometimes a little lavender, especially in the kitchen. It just really takes out those cooking odors, and it's also wonderful for cleansing your home environment. It neutralizes negativity that's already in the air. It helps against tensions, which is great. Cedarwood, the Virginian kind, it's a great spiritual strength, and it really is known for attacking negative energies. So those are some of the oils that I recommend for using in your home. I also made another list of oils that I thought would be a little softer, a little more delicate if you want to use them in your office. Okay, now, any of us who have worked in an office and or around a lot of different people, we know there's a lot of different energies there, some that get along, some that clash. And your office space is no different from your home. You know, you need to clear it out. I don't think that smudging in terms of natural sticks of incense or dried herbs is going to go over very well if you're in an office environment. But you definitely could use a diffuser and or a bracelet or a necklace that holds essential oils. And in essence, you know, clear out that negative energy in your office. So lavender, of course, is a nice soft smell. Lemon verbena, red or Virginia cedar. I love the scent of cedar. White sage. Juniper is good also. You know, because it's going to draw in protective energy and also promotes detoxification. Yarrow. I think that was it. White sage. I don't know if I mentioned that. So those are oils that I would recommend that you could use to kind of smudge your office space. And as long as it's in a diffuser, a small one, and let's just simply say you only use 2 to 3 drops of the oil. You want to have this very soft and delicate so that it's not overpowering. You don't have this bigger office space as you do at home. And you never want it to be, there's always, we all have had them, we've all around them, that complainer, that, oh, it's bothering me, and, you know, especially when they don't understand or they have not elevated their minds and their souls to a higher way of thinking. So those are my recommendations. Happy smudging. I will not be on next week. I will make every effort to be on the week after, and we'll talk about wonderful holiday scents. So thank you for listening or downloading later. Stay strong and healthy, and enjoy everything that this season brings. Take care. Talk soon.